Welcome back to the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show, a show whereby tips, insights, and strategies are shared dealing with all types of adversity, embracing successes every day, and creating a life you love to live. And now, back to the show, Read My Lips Tips for Success on TogiNet. And here again is your host, Linnea Millett.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. My next guest, Marcia Breeze Bush. This is so funny. One of her very favorite sayings are smiley faces. And on this DJ panel that I'm looking at, there's a little smiley face that is on the box that says somebody's on hold, which is Marcia. And the smiley face is doing all sorts of weird things. It's frowning, it's turning red, it's smiling, it's sticking its tongue out at me, and then it goes back to smiling. And I've never had this in all the months I've been doing my radio show. And it's so fitting that the smiley face that Marcia loves so much kicks up a fuss and does funny things for Marcia. Marcia is one of the most hardworking, phenomenal women I have ever known. I've been friends with her for over 20 years. Yes, another colleague from Toastmasters. And she and I have a lot in common. And one of those things is too much love of food and gaining and losing weight, gaining and losing weight. Well, Marcia, in the last 3 years, has lost a substantial amount of weight and has kept it off. And as a matter of fact, when I saw her Saturday, I think she dropped quite a few pounds. She looks much thinner. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my good friend, Marcia Breeze Bush, and we're going to see about that eating chocolate cake every day and keeping the weight off. Marcia, you here?
Hello, Linnea.
Hi, Marcia. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine, thank you, dear, and I so appreciate and I'm so grateful that you have me on your show tonight. I can't thank you enough.
If you have an important message, I've been reading your Facebook post, and I think you have a blog, but I've been reading your tips to the sensible approach to managing one's weight. Are you doing all that funny stuff to the smiley?
No.
That is so funny.
But now that was so perfect.
It is. It's too perfect. Anyhow, so, and it's licking at chops. Amazing. Okay. So, Marcia, begin where you want to begin. I know that you've had, I think I heard you telling somebody that when you were in grade school, you were the chubby kid.
Yes. I've been overweight all my life. And, you know, it's like anything else. You know, I listened to Patty last week and her fight with cancer, and you know, by comparison, this is hardly as serious, but it really is, because this is all I know. And being overweight my entire life, that is all I know. And so to me, it's a huge adversity and a potential disability, and it is something I've worked to overcome all my life.
Yeah, Marcia, I am with you on that. I have struggled with food since fifth grade.
Yep, me too. Yeah. And you know what? We are all experts on knowing how to lose weight. We know exactly what we need to do. But as I'll talk about it in the last part of the program, it's never easy. But there is an easy way to actually apply what we already know in our heads. Because I'm not here to teach anybody anything they don't know already.
Right.
But
yeah,
there's
really
not
anything new when it comes to weight loss, but it seems common sense is really the only healthy way to go.
Yes, absolutely. That's a part of my story as well. But you know what? My story began in the fifth grade as well. And that was the year that a good friend of mine, I mean, you know, as good a friend as you can get in fifth grade, came up to me on the playground and taunted me in front of my friends and said I looked like I was pregnant. So, you know, I've carried that kind of a burden. I don't want to call it a burden, but that elephant in the room my entire life. And it has, you know, been the border for everything, every picture that I have done, every snapshot of my life, every event. And it's such a shame that it took me so long to figure out how to get where I'm at now, finally. Because, you know, I was married for 14 years, and really we split up because he was unhappy about my weight that whole time, and he didn't want to deal with it anymore. And so, like, the rest of America and the $50 billion business that it is, I've been looking for the magic pill.
Yeah.
There is no magic pill, although, you know, the people that sell stuff certainly would like us to think so. Oprah and her OptiFast diet, I've been on that. I've been on Atkins. And what I love about Atkins is, yum, you get to eat all the bacon you can.
Yeah, and cheese.
Yes, exactly. All of that good stuff. I tried Weight Watchers, you know, but I have to tell you, and this isn't anything I'm exactly proud of, but it's a fact that the Fen diet was actually the best diet I've ever been on.
Which one was it?
Fen, you know, the FEN diet. It was a combination of two drugs, and one suppressed appetite and the other, I don't know, gave you energy or something. I'm not sure exactly what it was until they took it off the market because it caused a whole lot of heart issues, apparently. Fortunately for me, I didn't have that issue, but in 3 months, I lost 75 pounds.
I
didn't eat anything.
Diet.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. I mean, it was wonderful, but guess how many pounds I gained after I was done?
Yes. Yeah.
I put on 125 pounds after that.
Oh, my God.
It is that up and down, and everybody, all of us go through that, and it's crazy for our health, just crazy.
Yes. Now, what about the emotional side of eating, though? I mean, I know that the practical, for me, it's an emotional thing. I mean, when I upset, my God, you know, I just downed a whole box of Trader Joe's Oreos. It took me 6 days to do it. But still, I have not done that in a long time. But, you know, I'm walking, so I won't gain the weight. But it's just a shame that I rely so much on that stuff for emotional sustenance, you know?
Absolutely, and we all have that issue, and it's what it is really is a comfort food. And when I tell you how I've lost my weight, all of this will make perfect sense, because we fail on our diets because we deprive ourselves, and that's why I don't call this a diet, and I even hate to call it a lifestyle change. It's you know, the application of the knowledge and common sense that we already have. And that part of that common sense is that there is no magic bullet for anything that is out there successfully and done right. I mean, it just isn't there. And I have to tell you that my entire life, and even right now, my food is designed almost every meal around butter. It's designed around butter, and what encourages me about that is, okay, yes, I've taken all the other steps to eat healthy and be healthy, but if I can lose, and here's the big lose, 87 pounds on a butter-centric diet, then anybody can do it. Anybody. And I am so thrilled and so happy with that idea that I'm just a regular person. I am not Richard Simmons, I am, you know, who's on overload on exercise and looks awfully squirrely anyway. I really don't want to look like that. I just want to be healthy. And I think the realization that none of us are ever going to look like that size zero on the cover of whatever magazine, you know, Vogue or whatever it is that we read. There's only, you know, 0.01% of the world that looks like that. And that ain't ever going to be us.
Yeah.
And it's that comfort food that sustains us when we're unhappy or angry or, you know, whatever it is that our trigger is. Mm-hmm. And that is the bane and the curse, but actually the absolutely most positive thing about the diet that I've been on is that I have not excluded my comfort food, which is why my weight plan is called Wise Ways, which is WISEWEIGHS.
Uh-huh.
How to lose weight on a chocolate cake plan. Now, I honestly would rather call it how to lose 85 pounds, because I've lost 85 pounds now,
wow,
on the KFC coleslaw diet. Because doesn't that just really smack of, you know, just the worst food on earth? And how could I possibly lose weight on eating coleslaw and chocolate cake? And that's the whole point, is to not deprive yourself.
Yes.
When you deprive yourself, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah,
and
I found
yes. When we lose weight, it is so hard to come back from and starting all over. We think in our head of losing weight again. Oh, my God, I put on 2 pounds. How can I possibly succeed? I'm never going to succeed. We have all those terrible things. But it is really a step at a time, and it is not depriving ourselves of stuff so that we don't binge 2 weeks down the road and never go back.
Right. So by allowing yourself to have it every day, you don't go through the binge and eat a ton of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've been there, and I've done that. In eighth grade, I ate a whole German chocolate cake all by myself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, and it's those kinds of things that you want to level off, that you want to remove from your diet plan. So you don't deprive yourself of the chocolate cake. Or my comfort food really is macaroni and cheese and hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, that creamy consistency and texture and how it goes down with my Diet Pepsi full of ice, sparkling, bubbling, popping carbonation at the top. I mean, is that just not awesome?
I love
it. Well, we do this to ourselves. And so I have learned that if I can lose 85 pounds on my kind of diet, which, by the way, is a totally butter-centric diet. I plan every meal around butter.
Wow.
And the fact that this is what I want. And the fact that I can still lose 85 pounds and eat, you know, those kinds of foods and still be relatively healthy is something that tells me that if I can do this, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
It isn't that hard. I mean, I know it's really the hardest thing on earth. Otherwise, I would have been skinny, you know, 50 years ago.
Oh, tell me about it. And I know. I mean, I've known you for 20 years, and you look fabulous. And
I
know the struggles you've had. I know the struggles I have. We've got a few seconds before the break. When we come back, I'd like to hear, I know you had somebody that coached you, that made you accountable. I think that's part of your success.
Yes.
We'll hear more about that after the break. We're going into a break, and hopefully...
Welcome back to the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show, a show whereby tips, insights, and strategies are shared dealing with all types of adversity, embracing successes every day, and creating a life you love to live. And now, back to the show. Read My Lips Tips for Success on TogiNet. And here again is your host, Linnea Millett.
So, accountability. You had, I think, Maurice Domino, the Sicilian mentor, holding you accountable. What was that all about?
I sure did. I could see 300 pounds on the horizon, and I did something more courageous than I've ever done or thought I could ever do, and that was to ask a friend to help me on this journey. Didn't know exactly how we were going to do it. My friend Maurice said yes, he would coach me through it because he was coaching other people on other things. He didn't know anything about weight loss. I mean, you know, this is a hunk of a man, and everything was perfect in his life.
Yeah.
And I was asking him to help a totally, totally imperfect and insane person because, you know what, I was living proof of Einstein's quote, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. I kept thinking, that weight is just going to melt off, but it never did. It just got worse and worse. So in desperation, I asked him to help me. We set up a plan where he met with me every single Monday night for 2 years. And it was essentially the simplest thing that could have possibly happened. We would talk about what my plan was for the following week. I'd come back and talk about how I did and what I needed to do differently, and then we would come up with a plan for the next week. And then he'd hold me accountable for what I did that week, and then we'd set up a new plan.
Wow.
So there was never any failure. It was always a learning curve, a learning process.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two things that we did very quickly initially, and that is one thing was to determine what was my biggest strength that could help me succeed.
Uh-huh.
And we concluded that, okay, yes, I'm very passionate and very energetic and all of that stuff.
Yes.
But the thing that was really going to help me the most was my organizational capability. I'm
yes.
a very organized thinker and doer. And so I started making lists and charts and things. But the one list that helped me the most was the list of 50 foods that I could eat for the rest of my life so that I would never feel deprived. So that I would have the foods that I wanted. And so I took that list of 50 foods and ended up manipulating it so that I got all of the supplements and vitamins and, you know, protein and everything that I needed out of those foods. Now, they were manipulated so that I would have more of this and less of this, but I never cut anything totally out.
Yeah.
So that I would always have that chocolate cake on my horizon. I would always have that coleslaw. I would always have my mac and cheese and hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then along the way, I learned that the things that made me lose weight within those 50 foods were to pick the highest fiber foods. There was one thing I actually did deprive myself of. It's kind of like cigarettes, and that's drinking Diet Pepsi. Because I had found over the years that whatever those chemicals are that are in there prevented me from losing weight whenever I was drinking it. So I gave it up and went totally to water, you know, and milk and orange juice, but mostly water. And that made, you know, and after you break through that, you know, kind of withdrawal, it, you know, you look forward to that cold water or whatever way that you like it, but...
Right. Oh, wait, before you go on, you must have had a bad headache giving up that Pepsi, because doesn't it have caffeine in it?
Yes, it does. Yeah, and that was my only source of caffeine, and that's essentially why I drank it. But in the combination of, you know, manipulating my calories and my fiber grams and the other things, it was all kind of one big pile, and so I had about a week of withdrawal. But knowing that I had to see Maurice the following week, it's kind of like going to the doctor, you know, and you have to weigh yourself in every week. Although I never did that with Maurice. I mean, in fact, he still doesn't know how much I weigh, except that I have lost 87 pounds. And that's all any of us really need to know, is that I am on this path to get to a really healthy place. I'm never going to look like the gal on Vogue on the cover. None of us are ever going to be that size zero, or at least, you know, most of us. And so... the focus has to be on being healthy and feeling good. And I have been so blessed that I have been able to think that and not really worry that much about my appearance. Because if I focus on the health, if I focus on how I feel, the appearance is going to come. I'll be the best appearance that I possibly can be.
Yes.
And I never try and set myself up for failure by thinking, oh, I'm going to look like, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, what kills me are those women on the front of Shape magazine.
Oh, I know. With the nicely toned biceps and all those good things.
The muscles and the tummy, and it's just like...
Exactly.
I mean, I think I looked like that maybe twice in my life for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, I'm with you. I come to realize, Linnea, you are never going to look like that. You're probably never even going to go back to what you weighed 5 years ago. I mean, I'm pushing 60 now, and I do think the body metabolism changes.
It's different. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Like having this kind of a program that is common sense kind of makes you go with the roll. You know, it go with the flow. It is a kind of a natural process. So you respond to those different aging issues as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up with really a 4-step plan that would work for anybody that is actually designed by the other person who wants to lose weight, because I can't tell you how to successfully lose weight. Only you can decide within the context of this program. So it's based on WISE. So the W is for weigh your way, which is W-E-I-G-H, your way. I is for it's fiber and water.
Mm-hmm.
S is for small steps. And E is for energy and activity. And I substitute the word energy and activity for exercise, because, you know, exercise isn't what we do.
Yeah. It's amazing the difference. Just walking, I just cannot
I want to tell you,
I sleep better. I think clearer. It's amazing.
It is. Rocking. And just that being outside and getting that fresh air and the sun. And for me, I just stand there and close my eyes and it's the breeze in my face and then a little flip of my hair. It makes me very peaceful and clears my mind and lets me move on to do what I have to do. Yes. And then I know that the next step is to get really sweaty, and that clears my mind even further. So however you choose to get sweaty is fine, although all you have to do in L.A. is stand still for 5 minutes in our hot weather. But the energy and activity way is to start with walking and move that to a place where you can walk fast enough to break up a sweat. Every single weekend I'm out on the trail somewhere in the middle of the running water and the trees and the wind in my face, because that's a different atmosphere than the concrete sidewalk, though that's...
treadmills don't cut it.
No. Now, if it's raining out and, you're in the middle of a monsoon, that's great. It's a great way to keep up the habit. But that is also the basis of this plan, is taking it a step at a time. And that's why it took Maurice and I 24 months to get me through this program, because we ended up with thinking that I wasn't going to move on to change my second habit until I got the first habit down square. So once I got, after about 6 or 8 weeks, the first habit done, then we would add on another change.
Yes.
And once I could handle two habit changes and be successful at them, 4 weeks in a row, then I would move on to the third habit or the third change. And so we would build upon those successes. And I didn't move forward on anything until I got whatever my previous activity and the habit establishing activities I was doing. And that really is the key, is breaking yourself of the bad habits and replacing them with good habits.
Yes, and I like your approach of one at a time.
Yes, yeah. And that's why I say we know what we need to do, but how could we possibly ever do 12 changes in one day? There's no way. I mean, it would be a scenario of huge failure. So you build on your successes and change one thing at a time, and then move on when you're ready to do the next one. Because, it took us 30, 40 years to put on this weight. It is never going to come off in a month.
Oh, and then the psychological thought processes and all of that behind it as well. It's just, you can't change that type of conditioning overnight.
No, you absolutely cannot. I mean, yeah. So I'm very happy and grateful.
Well, you look great. You just blew me away when I saw you Saturday.
Thank you so much. You are a dear. I'm not done, and we'll talk about that in the last part of the program. But the fact is, using my strength of organization and energy and enthusiasm, I've been on a diet for over 50 years, and I have finally succeeded. And the first time in my life, I've kept it off. Instead of putting on, 1.5 times more than I lost.
Yes.
So I am grateful and joyous that this activity has happened to me. I mean, it has given me a life full of abundance. I am still not ever going to be Sarah Jessica Parker, but I am a much happier and healthier person.
Yes.
And, of course, my goal is to beat whoever I play at racquetball. I'm going to beat their butt really good after I lose another 40 pounds. But I'm a very competitive person, too. So all of this just plays right into that. And if there's anything I can share with anyone who's listening, is that we all have that capability inside to start programming our mind with the words that will get us in the right place. And those are words like, energy and joy and passion and grace, even. I think you mentioned that earlier on the program, and strength. In fact, one of my techniques is I have stones with words on them.
Okay, hang on. We have 30 seconds. I was going to ask you to tell us about that after the break.
Perfect.
Your snacks. Now,
and that too, yes.
Are you eating vegetables?
Yes.
I hate
vegetables.
I'm
a terrible eater. Terrible, terrible, but I eat some.
Okay, we're going into a break. When we come back, I want to hear more about the veggies.
Welcome back to the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show, a show whereby tips, insights, and strategies are shared dealing with all types of adversity, embracing successes every day, and creating a life you love to live. And now, back to the show. Read My Lips Tips for Success on TogiNet.
Wow, it's amazing. Another hour has zoomed by. You know, Marshall,
sure I was
thinking that your program echoes what Maria Nemeth encourages us to do with our life.
Mm-hmm.
Your clarity, focus, ease, and grace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You eventually get into a state of mind that exemplifies that. Because you learn that these are challenges that you can face and overcome, mm-hmm. and feel good about yourself and the world that you build around you, that you're capable of doing almost anything. And this really has given me the grace and strength to move in other areas that I hadn't moved before. And I'm very thrilled to have gotten this far.
I am, Marcia, I can't even tell you how proud of you I am. I am so proud of you. I want to follow your footsteps. How does somebody follow your footsteps?
Oh, you're so cool. Well, what I really do, it's a two-part thing. I do conduct 8-hour workshops. I also conduct 2-hour workshops that take you through the process one at a time, one step at a time. And I also, really the most successful thing that I do is to coach people that were and are just like me, with the tips and tools that I developed while being coached myself by Maurice. It's just a question of accountability, and I figured that I can be ever so much better than Maurice because I do know something about losing weight along
yes.
with the accountability. And
yeah.
I've been there, done that, and there isn't anything that you can tell me about what a failure you are because I've already been there. So if I can overcome that, so can anybody that works with me. And so I've had several successes. It becomes a lifelong plan, and I know after their initial weight losses, these people are continuing, and I'm very, very, very proud of the work that they've done. And that, you know, what makes me so happy is that I can, you know, this is the ultimate, to be able to help somebody change their life. To move forward. I can't imagine that I'm ever going to be Martin Luther King, you know, and motivate and change an entire world. But changing the world of one person is a huge thing. And that's a legacy that I am very happy to have. And it continues to help me overcome my adversity.
Well, you know, Marcia, you've already been doing that for years through Toastmasters. For those of you listening in, Marcia started a club called Advanced Toastmasters, Advanced Speakers Toastmasters. And there are many of us who took very serious presentations to that club to have that club listen to it and evaluate it. And I've had two occasions where the feedback I got from this club, Marcia's club, was invaluable in enabling me to take my presentation to the next level. So she's been changing lives for many, many years. This is another avenue to change lives. Now, where can people find you? It sounds like to work with you, you need to be local, though.
Well, not necessarily.
Not
I can do it over the
crazy.
Phone. I have coached people over the phone. I prefer to do it one-on-one because there's a lot of motivational value in the face-to-face issue.
Right.
And so I can travel as long as the other person can travel as well. You can find me on www.wiseways.com, which is, again, WISEWEIGHS.com. Or, I'm happy to give out my cell phone because I would love to talk to anybody who's interested. And that would be 661-373-1899. Or if you prefer to email me, it's mbb@marciabrucebush.com. And that's mbrucebrucebush.com. One of the things that I love is that this whole program is based very much on something that Martin Luther King himself said, and that is take the first step in faith.
Yeah.
And the staircase will appear.
I love that.
Staircase to weight loss can be right in front of you if you just take that that small step. And it really is about baby steps. And there's one more quote that that is so true, and it is from Zig Ziglar. And he says, success is one thing you can't pay for. You buy it on the installment plan and make payments every single day.
Wow, I love that. I just love words of wisdom.
I do too. And so that's what my snacks are.
You have those little snack cards.
Yes, and that's what they're based on. These are words to nourish the soul instead of, you know, feeding yourself in your stomach.
Yes, I love that.
And so it would be it's a quote with kind of an action statement afterwards. So with the Zig Ziglar one, I say, success is something that you pay for every day. You make payments every day. So I am making a payment for my happiness today. That's my action statement out of that quote.
I do too.
And that the one with Einstein, you know, about the definition of insanity, the action statement is, I am not insane. I am taking baby steps to change. So these are our little snack cards on business card size. Paper, and you know, you look at them every day to keep you moving forward.
Yes. Yeah, because what you say to yourself is so important too.
Oh my God, it is. I don't like the word affirmations, but I making yourself say certain words just really embeds it into your head and makes it just comes alive.
Yes.
So I'm a big believer in that. And I should be, and I hope that I still am, because I still have 40 more pounds to go, and I'm going to do that. It's going to take me another year, but it will be gone a year from now when I come back and tell you how the results are.
We'll have you back on. Now, so patience is a big attribute of this.
Absolutely. And in fact, the opposite is a hindrance, because every single time in the last 5 years that I said, oh gosh, I'm going, you know, somewhere in 3 weeks, I need to lose 10 pounds before I leave, every single time I put on 2 pounds.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what I do. I could have zero calories for the next 2 weeks, and if I had already said that I have to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, I'd put on 2 pounds.
Yeah.
So it is the message that we give ourselves. You know, that if we stray from the baby steps, if we look for ways to set us up for failure, we will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a question of being patient and satisfied with 1 pound at a time.
Yes.
You know, 1 pound a week is really a huge amount if you can do it week after week after week. So that means a year from now, if you started on this right now, with a relatively little effort and a little expenditure of money, you could be 50 pounds less.
I know.
50 pounds. And it's almost nothing per week.
I know. And I tell myself that, and here I'm still sitting here with this. It's insane.
But you have taken a good step by going out every day, if you can, for some kind of walk, even if it's only for 10 minutes. That's the path to success.
But I tell myself, Linnea, even if it's just 5 minutes, get your butt out there and walk.
That's right.
And then, of course, getting started is half the battle. Getting my foot out the door.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once you've gotten out the door, you've crossed the tipping point, and it makes the walking easy.
Yeah.
But it is just getting you know, out of your comfort zone.
There's a guy, I forget his name, but he's the editor of Success Magazine. He was saying, he wrote the book, The Compound Factor, that everybody just ate 200 calories less a day, there would be no more obesity in the world.
Exactly. Yeah, his name's Darren Hardy.
I'm sorry, what was that?
His name is Darren Hardy.
Oh, yes, that's right, yes. And
that
stuck with me. Yeah, it really does take very little to have big results, but the patience is the key.
Exactly, the consistency and one step at a time, and not expecting too much, and having faith that you can do it. So that's another really, really big key word for me, and that's faith. And it's the faith in myself, not in any other implication.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also keeping your mind open for stuff to let it come in. I'm reading a book now by a guy named Michael Roberto called Know What You Don't Know.
I'd like
to say, well, I don't know what I don't know. Well, of course, I don't know what I don't know. But
exactly.
Find out what I don't know, and I can prevent problems before they happen. And that I'm looking at this as a way to strengthen the baby step program, you know, of doing it one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I find important for myself is to find ways to inspire me. And that I do that through reading and watching certain programs on TV. A book I just finished was Miracle on the Hudson, about the survivors of the fight in the Hudson.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Amazing stories about, 128 of them or however many it was. Every single one of them changed their life after that.
Yeah.
And how do you translate that into right now without having to face that kind of a catastrophe?
Exactly.
A huge lesson.
Yes.
And so I love having that kind of inspiration and motivation in front of me and finding out what I don't know and what I could know. I know that sounds so weird, but it's a huge principle for me.
I'm so proud of you. I really am, because I've watched you for years struggle with this.
Oh, ditto and ditto. Ditto and ditto. Oh, my God. You know, we've come up through the ranks. We have seen each other's growth in our belief of ourselves and our leadership skills and our communication skills. That alone changes our entire world. But to be able to now communicate the fact that we can change our lives, with your Read My Lips tips for success and me with my baby steps to losing a pound a week, combine those two things, and there isn't anything you or me or anybody who put that together couldn't do, actually.
Marcia, we have 1 minute left. Do you want to leave us with one final pithy, meaningful thought?
Yes, pithy. I love pith. Yes,
30 seconds.
I do. I look forward to my daily walks because I'm more fit every single day. And I don't care how long those walks are, getting outside and feeling, you know, the hugeness of Mother Earth and nature makes me feel like that I can control my own little world. And I have the strength to do it, and I have the grace to do it, and I am grateful that I can.
Well, I'm grateful you were on my show. You're an inspiration, Marcia. I love you.
And I love you.
Okay. Here come the tunes. See y'all next week, folks. Read my lips. If I can do it, you can do it too. Night.
Thank you for being a part of the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with Linnea Millette on TogiNet. If you would like to receive updates regarding the show, advertising on the show, or to be a guest on the show, go to Linnea's website.